Chris Moore of the Coon Rapids Baird football team joining us here on this preseason interview on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Last season, the Crusaders ended with an overall record of 3-5. Coach, it's always great to catch up with you before the season.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you do for us, Tyler, and we're excited to get the season rolling.
You know, it's hard to believe, Coach, that we are already at this season. Of course, a lot of your guys coming off a very successful baseball season, and now they're kind of changing direction, getting ready for that football season. Wanted to start things off just talking about the summer. I know it probably wasn't easy getting everybody to those summer workouts, but how has attendance been, and what's the focus been like amongst your guys?
You know, we had a good core group of guys that, you know, made a commitment this off season, and then yeah, it's grueling on the kids. You know, they're playing about every night of the week in baseball, and you know, we totally support that, and they get in there when they can, and you know, and they had an awesome baseball season, just a tough loss in the district finals. Mm-hmm. And then we've had a nice break here from the weights and baseball being over and stuff, and so this week of practice has been really good, and the kids are really hungry and ready to get after it.
Wanted to ask you a little bit about numbers-wise. Obviously, you guys graduate quite a bit of talented seniors, and now, obviously, you're looking to see who can fill some roles this season. So, numbers-wise, have they increased? Have they decreased? What's it kind of looking like for this season?
Yeah, we got 28 kids out this year. We have a big freshman class, so that helps. We got 12 freshmen. We have 3 seniors coming back, and then we have a 4th senior that just came out for the first time this year to give it a try.
With those seniors that you guys lost, obviously I've known them for quite a while from Coon Rapids Bear, gotten to know them throughout their different sporting seasons, multi-sport athletes those guys were. What is this team going to look like without them? Obviously, you have a lot of really great talent coming back this year, but what's sort of the look and feel of this team?
Last year, we dealt with a lot of injuries, and, you know, we lost Lance Klaber week 2. Had Mason Betts go down with a leg injury later on in the JV game, and those guys were getting quite a bit of playing time, and you know, we had to move guys around with not having those 2 individuals there, and so we were able to get a lot of other guys' experience and some playing time. So you know, we bring back a lot of guys up front. You know, the group of seniors we had last year, you know, that they provided a lot of leadership. You know, that's what I expect for 3 seniors or the 4 seniors this year. Mm-hmm. To step up and fill those roles.
Talk to me just about the strength of this team. Obviously, each season brings with it a different look and a different team. What are some of the strengths you've seen early on from this team?
You know, up front, we were young last year, and that showed quite a bit. Tanner, you know, struggled, didn't have a lot of time to throw the ball, and just because of the youth that we had up front. So we're really excited to bring back everyone up front. You know, we got my son Tyler Moore at center, Mason Betts at guard, Raiden Doty at guard. And then Kate Behrens, who can play guard for us. Jacob Stroud at tight end. Lance Klaber, you know, will be bouncing from tight end to running back to quarterback, you know, multi-position kid for us. And so we're excited with the size that we have coming back. And then, you know, Mason Betts coming off his injury and provide us some good playing time too.
Talking just about last year one more time, 3-5 overall record against some very tough competition, especially in 8-man football. Talk to me just about what you plan on improving this season, or is it just nice to have the experience back and they're just going to kind of get back into the swing of things?
Yeah, just good to have experience, not to linger on the injury fact, but, you know, we lost Lance in week 2, and then we go over to Boyer Valley week 3 and play without him, and then Gabe Ober gets hurt. You know, we're in that game early on, and he goes down, and we have to rotate guys around, and then the game just kind of got away from us. And then we go to West Harrison, same situation there. Gabe, again, too, just battling through some injuries. He goes down that game, and again, that game kind of just slipped away from us. And, you know, and then we had Audubon and Cam, you know, just tough teams all around. You know, Cam won 8-man state title last year, so really tough district that we had last year.
Kind of looking towards this season, we'll talk a little bit more about the week 1 game because I think that's just a special thing that we should expand upon. But taking a look at your other games, you got week 2 Woodward Academy, week 3 Boyer Valley, week 4 Woodbine, week 5 West Harrison, week 6 Cam. Looking down the lineup of the schedule, what's sort of the strength you see in some of those teams and some of those games that you know are going to be kind of a good focused game to be at?
you know, Boyer Valley, West Harrison, those are going to be a couple tough games early on in the season. West Harrison brings back pretty much everyone from last year, and they put a good season together. Those same guys played on the basketball team that took them to state. So that'll be a tough game. Boyer Valley brings back a lot of guys. They got really good, both those teams have really good size, and they'll be physical. You know, we just got to match that physicality those 2 weeks early on in the season, and that'll, you know, hopefully propel us the rest of the season.
And the one game I wanted to exclude and I want to expand upon now is obviously the Valley game against Glenna Ralston. It's on a Saturday. It's week one game. Talk to me just a little bit about Valley, the game, and just the specialness and the, I don't know, the majesty of that game.
Yeah, it's just a really great opportunity for our kid. A little quick history on that. Ross Bauer is a CRB alum and works at Valley, coaches freshman basketball, and then helps in the athletic department. He's the one who kind of spearheaded that and got that rolling for us and made that game happen. And then the schedule came out with Glenna Ralston not being on our schedule. So, you know, we had that in the works prior to play someone there, and just happened that really worked out to have Glenna Ralston as that opponent. And it's just a great experience for the kids to play on that facility. And that facility, Carl Chevrolet sponsors charter buses for us, so gives the kids a really nice ride to the facility. And then just the atmosphere is really great for the kids.
And, you know, talk to me just about the responses from last year, because, you know, there's a lot of fans from both sides that came on out, and obviously being smaller eight-man schools, it's hard to fill that entire Valley Stadium. But I really felt the people who were there had a really great time and experienced something quite awesome.
Yeah, we both had great crowds, but it still looked pretty empty. that venue holds like 10,000 maybe, I don't know, something crazy. But also, too, provides, you know, it's a Saturday night, there's not any other games going on. And it gives, you know, a lot of other people opportunity to come and check out the eight-man game that normally wouldn't probably have the opportunity because of other teams that are playing on Friday night.
Now, future of this game, are you guys signed on to do a certain amount of these games in the future, or what's kind of the future of this specific Valley game?
Depends on how the redistricting goes next year. Initially, when we set it up, we were going to do it 2020 before COVID hit, and that changed the whole schedule. The idea is to try to draw an opponent from Eastern Iowa and have, you know, that be like a neutral site. So we plan to continue to do this every year. Hopefully, Glenna Ralston comes back to our district, and we can draw someone from the eastern side of the state that we normally wouldn't play.
And talk about that just for a little bit. Of course, Eastern side has some very strong competition as well. What does it do for your team to go up against those Eastern Iowa teams and maybe some of those teams, like you said, you don't face normally?
Yeah, it just gives them a different look. And I think there's two different styles of football played on each side of the state. And, you know, it's not going to be the same opponent. So it just, I feel like it just gives them a great opportunity to you know, just see the, some new faces.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, again, we are only days away from kickoff. We wish you good luck. We're, of course, going to be there at Valley to cover that game. We're excited to see it. And, of course, we'll talk to you all throughout the football season.
Yeah, I appreciate the coverage. And like I said earlier, we got great numbers. We're really excited with the kids that we have out. Really looking forward to getting the season rolling. And go CRB.